Hey, Chris Johnson here. I got a fucking report for you. I got a report for your sweet ass. I've been fucking wearing nail polish for a fucking week, and it's been a big fucking hit, okay? When I first had the fucking idea for this, it was just for the goddamn podcast photo. I'm telling you right now, I'm never taking this shit off. I'm gonna be wearing this polish until the end of fucking time. Not this particular batch. I'm sure I'll fucking have to change it every now and then. But I'm not going without fucking polish anymore. This is too fucking awesome. I took it out in public for the first time over the weekend, and I couldn't have been fucking happier. I didn't know how the fuck it was gonna go. I wasn't really expecting anything one way or another, but I enjoyed the fucking confusion that it caused. This happened at a 5K. The first time I went out in public was a 5K, and the confusion, I think, is a little bit weird at the races, because I already got my fucking hair in pigtails. I already got skin-tight superhero shit on. I've already got fucking brightly colored, either fucking pink or purple or fucking green shoes. A lot of shit that if you just listed it off and read it, you're like, that dude sounds kind of feminine. But then you look and you see my fucking ass. It looked like a goddamn wildebeest. And I got the fucking voice to match that shit. So putting polish on really isn't that big of a fucking step for me. And can I say something before I move forward? The people that fucking know me, nobody was fucking surprised by this. I texted my buddies. I was like, fellas, look at this shit. I painted my nails black. And Gonzo was like, you went with a fucking glossy finish? I thought you'd go more matte. That was his first fucking response. That's what he said. Not surprised that I did it. Not like, that's a fucking interesting change. What made you do that? He, in his fucking mind, had an idea, not if I ever painted my fucking nails, but when, what type of finish I would use. The ladies seemed to like it. I was told that it fucking suited me, that it fit my persona. And you know what? I appreciate that. I'm sure there's a bunch of people who don't like it. I don't really give a fuck, because I'm going to keep doing it. But I was pleased with the reaction. And if I'm being honest, I think it looks fucking awesome. If I didn't fucking like it, I wouldn't be fucking doing it. But I fucking like it, so it's going to keep fucking happening. Not only that, I painted my fucking toes too, goddammit. My fucking toes are painted. Can you fucking deal with that? That really wasn't the original fucking plan. The original plan was just to paint your fucking hands, see how it fucking goes, take your fucking podcast photos, and then, you know, whatever. But then I started to fucking like it. And then anytime I fucking looked down and I saw my fucking feet, I was like, oh my God, this is uneven. My fucking OCD, my anxiety, my obsessive compulsive bullshit started kicking in my fucking head. And I knew at one point, I was like, I'm gonna have to fucking paint this shit. I'm gonna have to fucking paint this shit to fucking settle my ass down. I fucking stared at it for days, and then finally I just like dropped whatever the fuck I was doing on like Sunday night. I was like, I'm just painting this shit now. I'm just fucking doing it now. So that's what we're fucking rocking with. Chris Johnson is all fucking paint all the time. I'm going with black for now. I haven't really thought about any other fucking colors. I fucking love black, so let's just keep fucking doing it. I got people giving me advice on shit, like you should do this and fucking accent. Would you fucking slow down, please? Would you fucking slow down? Take a step back. Let me get in the flow of this first before you start throwing all your fucking wild ideas at me. I'm happy that you're fucking happy about it, because I'm fucking happy about it. We gotta fucking start slow. You know what else I heard, in all honesty? From multiple people, they're like, you did a good job on that. Good job? My nails aren't a fucking moving target. This isn't like fucking whack-a-mole. That shit just bops up and you fucking, you know, remember that old fucking arcade game? I'm fucking dating myself with that reference, but I think you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not moving my fucking hands around when I'm painting them, is what I'm trying to say. It's stationary. And if you fuck up, you can fix it. I mean, I got some on my fucking skin. It just washes off in the shower. One of my buddies was like, I've been painting my nails since kindergarten, and it took me a while to get that good. I guess I'm a fucking natural. I don't really know what to say to that. Isn't it kind of just like fucking coloring? Like if I bought a coloring book and I stay within the lines, you motherfuckers are going to look at me and be like, wow, you did a really fucking good job, son. Look at that fucking mouse that you just colored. It's all in the fucking lines. Good job. It's painting my nails is about the same goddamn thing. Anyway, I know I just went on a long fucking tangent. Back to the fucking race. Back to being out with these fuckers for the first time. People were stealing glances. They'd notice it, right? They'd look down, they'd notice it, and then they'd glance up and be confused. Like, wow, what the fuck? I did not expect to see that face. I was most proud, though, that it confused the children. The kids didn't know what the fuck was going on. Kids don't know what the fuck is going on when they run into me anyway. Who is that fucking guy? I don't want to talk to him. He looks like a maniac. That's right, kids. Keep the fuck away from me. But this little girl was with her mom. She was in line to get a fucking hot dog after the race. It was at this church, and it was kind of cool outside, so I was staying inside at the fucking church. I didn't really want to be inside, but I placed, and I wanted to get my cup. They give out cups instead of medals. I wanted a fucking cup. So I'm just fucking standing away from everybody else. This little girl in the hot dog line, she looked at my nails. I saw her staring at my nails, and then she looked up, and she stared at my face. And she was a little timid. She was like, what the fuck? And then she looked down at my fucking nails again. And then she looked back up at my face. It did not compute. What the fuck she was seeing on my hands did not match my fucking face. I told my buddy that story and he was like, she probably thought it was like goth Jesus. I don't really think I'm goth Chris Johnson, but I understand the reference. Christ never walked around with those fucking black nails. It'd be fucking hot though. That motherfucker wore a crown of thorns. Why the fuck can't he adorn his nails? He can do whatever the fuck he wants with his fucking nails. You really think Christ wouldn't fucking do something like that with all the other shit he's pulled? Water into wine, all that fucking garbage. Dude's always washing guys' feet. What the fuck is it too, by the way, with like Christianity and like washing people's feet? Why are you washing people's feet? I'm not saying anything one way or another about feet, but like, I just think it's a fucking bizarre thing. Like, if I saw some fucking stranger, I don't want to fucking touch them at all. I especially don't want to touch their fucking feet. I don't want to wash their fucking feet. Why the fuck would I want to wash their feet? Keep your fucking feet away from me, son. I expect people to be fucking dirty, and I expect their feet to be fucking dirty. So get the fuck away from me. But anyway, these nails are a fucking hit. It's a hit. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to fucking stop doing it, okay? I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm fucking everywhere, baby. Podbean, host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. All fucking 800 plus now, goddammit. But I'm also on any fucking podcasting site you want. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Fucking pick one. Would you just fucking pick one, please, and just listen to my fucking ass? I'm on Twitter, JohnsonHateYou. Instagram, at maybe the number 5 minutes. And this shit is going to wind up right in my fucking Facebook timeline for you, so you can catch it there.